Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos, Kal Tzayin, and we're looking at the Siman Yud. The Siman Yud, the first half, deals with the case that I mentioned of the person is doing berur to color. The example is actually using an egg yolk to color mustard, to make the mustard more yellow. We're not going to do that case. The second half of the Siman, he talks about a case a person has milk, and when the milk sits, the cream rises to the top. He wants to take the cream off the top of the milk. Again, this is a case which most of us will not be dealing with in our lifetime, but there's an important halachic concept which we can take out of the case. So let's see the case. So it's towards the end of the paragraph, five lines before the end of the paragraph. Smetana is the shamenet, that's the cream. Minacholav. You want to take the cream off the top of the milk. So you're separating the cream and the milk, so you can take what you want to use for now. In other words, this is going to be, it goes under the umbrella of this or barer, but barer, which is done to take what you want, which is the smetana, for immediate use by hand, is going to be mutter. We say by hand, using a spoon, using a fork, those things are considered an extension of hand. We say a kli, which its primary purpose is the process of burger. Let's say a person is picking up a salad, the salad has dressing on it, and it's very liquidy. So he uses a slotted spoon to pick up the salad, which allows the liquid to drip out. So that's a kli, which is made for the purpose of burger. The purpose of it being a slotted spoon is to allow the liquid to drip off. So that would be considered a kli. Even a kli which is not made primarily for that purpose, but if you would repurpose it for that purpose, we have the idea before using a funnel. A funnel is not made for the purpose of burr. It's made to pour liquids into a large amount of liquid into a small space and to condense it into that smaller space. But it can also be used for burr by the fact that it has a large opening and it has on top a small opening on the bottom. The heavier things fall out more quickly, and the lighter things stay on top. So it can be used, but again, it adds some element in the prayer process. Over here, I could scoop it out with my hands, but my hands will get all dirty, so I want to use a spoon. So that's not considered a kli. So a person can take the smetana that he wants to use for immediate use, but he can't take all of the smetana off the top of the milk. And they would do that this way. They could turn the cream into all the purposes. It would sit there together. They would start the cream would start to deteriorate and spoil. So you're doing it to save all of the cream. That's not going to be mutter, but to take that which a person wants to use for immediate use, that's going to be mutter. Well, Baba Yom is Osir. For later in the day, it's going to be Osir. That's going to be a problem. It's not only a problem because you're preparing for it after Shabbos. Even later in the day, it doesn't have the heter of the altar. Now, he says over here, a person should be careful to leave some of the smetana near the milk. So this goes back to this idea we mentioned in the previous year, that after the cream rises to the top, there's a layer of cream on top of the milk. The top of the cream is not in a terubis with the milk. The milk is on the bottom, and the cream is on top. And that cream, but in the layer where the milk and the cream meet, that's where the terubis is. Over there, it's not always distinct exactly where the cream ends and the milk starts. So that point where they're touching is the point of terubis. But if you have a layer of an inch and a half of cream on top, the upper part of that layer is not in the terubis. So taking off the upper part of the layer would not be an active burr. The active burr would only be if you would skim off perfectly exactly where the cream ends and the milk starts. So then you're doing a maisa brera out of the terubis where the upper milk and the cream. That's going to be a problem. So the Chacham suggests that if you leave a little bit samach l'cholav, so you've avoided a potential prayer problem. So why does it have to be only the altar? So then I can even do it for later on in the day. So I could make your din, but sometimes that layer is not, that point is not so clear either. So the Chacham recommends just trying to while you're avoiding the burger, just take what you need for immediate use. So for sure you're covered with your, you've covered your, solved your potential burger problem. But in the Piskei Mishabura in the bottom, you notice that he points out that if you're taking it for later in the day, not for the weekday, and you're careful to leave that layer on the bottom, there's no prayer problem at all, and that's going to be 100% mutter. If you're doing it for the Tzarech Chol, you have a different problem, the problem of Achana. Then he says, so if a person is concerned that the cream is going to spoil, so he wants to take it off, he can ask a non-Jew to do it. Why is that? It's not bar mamish because both of them are an oichel, means both of them are edible items. Since both of them are edible items, that minimizes the bar problem. We'll talk about that more, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.